B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Nerd Radio starts now.
Okay, now that we've gotten that out of our system, welcome to this week's Nerd Radio. It's Chuck Bean with Al Beck and James.
Hello.
As a side note, because that's all this show is just us talking about stuff, but then getting sidetracked as fast as possible.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, it's just one giant side note the entire podcast.
As a side note, sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll be telling people to download the podcast and Nerd Radio, and I'll say myself, Al Beck, and I'll still say Jefferson.
Oh, no.
And then I have to stop myself. I'm like, wait a second.
How long have you been on the show now, James?
Since the beginning of the year, maybe?
Yeah, no.
End of last year?
Yeah, it's been...
Not to mention the fact I think we've enjoyed our largest spike.
How about when did Jefferson get a real job?
Yeah, he did. Exactly. Jefferson got a real job, so he left.
The math.
That's the problem, though, is that we recruited another guy with a J name.
Yeah.
So that's it's still...
Hey, call me Jefferson. Call me James.
No,
call me Jerkoff.
Yeah.
Jackass.
The funny thing is, I think we've enjoyed our largest spike in listenership since James joined the show.
I would agree.
I'm glad I brought something to the table.
Yeah!
You guys are talking comics. I got nothing but sexual jokes about Spider-Man.
I know. You know, one of our listeners, a longtime friend of mine, listened to last week's episode about where we did some spoilers about Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Another side note, two questions. First of all, Al, have you seen it yet?
No.
Whew. Okay. Yeah. Second question, are you still in the bubble?
Yes.
Wow. How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't talk to anybody.
That must
I don't
be
know
it.
How Al can live his life not knowing the Pepper Potts snaps the Infinity Gauntlet. Oh, right.
Oh, no.
Well, who'd have thought Pepper Potts is the one that put the end to Thanos, huh?
It's Gwyneth Paltrow in one of her vagina steaming things or whatever.
Right. Not knowing that there's a long sex scene with Rocket Raccoon in it.
Like, yeah, I don't it's real
know.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
The borderline bestiality stuff. I'm like, wow. You just see what Groot's got hanging between his legs.
Yeah. He is absolutely Groot.
I am Groot.
Absolutely.
It'd be really weird if Bradley Cooper's mom was in that scene.
You haven't seen it? You can't jump in on this joke.
Bradley Cooper probably wouldn't mind. He'd be like, watch, mom.
Exactly. He's got a bit of a mom thing.
But what I was about to say was one of my friends texted me over the weekend after listening to our discussion about it and was greatly disheartened that you weren't as interested in like the story arcs of some of the characters. Like you were just like, Thor's fat and what's that all about?
No, no.
Yeah, well. Like I said,
you know what?
How's that bubble, Al?
How's that bubble, Al?
Here's the funny thing.
Because I'm going to poke it as much as possible.
If you say a thing like Thor's fat, like, the funny thing is that still tells me nothing, so I still feel like my bubble's intact. But I mean, like, I think of all the spoilers, I've somehow avoided all of them.
Yeah.
Of all the spoilers, I enjoy the fact that Thor is fat is one that got through.
No, you're going to dig it.
Maybe he's not fat, Al.
Maybe he's not.
I don't know.
Hey, go see the movie. Find out for yourself.
Right.
Instead of asking us about it.
All right. Well, before I can pop Al's bubble, let's just move on, I guess.
I'll just have to, I'll get to it before
Spider-Man
comes out.
Well, I'm sorry I disappointed our listener and your friend who was upset that I wasn't as interested in the story arcs.
Right. And I was like, I think you're expecting way too much of James. I think James is more interested in like the fart joke part.
Yeah, I like fart jokes. I like to get high and watch WWE. Okay, so that's what you got.
This is you know what I know what you bring into the table, and I'm cool with it. So let's talk about some other stuff in our continuing coverage of spoilers. It's been like 3 weeks now that we're talking about, you know, what do you do if somebody spoils a movie for you?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if Al was in the same boat I was, he would not be on the show anymore because he would not be talking to me because I spoiled the fact that Thor may eat a cheeseburger or two. However,
it makes Thor more relatable to me.
Yeah, I think so. Look at how much beer the guy drinks, man.
It's true.
Could be inspiration for Al to try to become the next Thor.
My God.
He's growing his hair long.
I could be Thor.
Long flowing locks.
Right. I had that at one time. Wig.
That's right, you did have long hair.
It's down past my shoulders.
It's really funny to see pictures of Al with long hair, having known him almost the entire time without it.
We need to get an old photo of Al with long hair and Photoshop him into Thor.
That would be fantastic.
Trying to think of a good name for him.
So I saw this story. I don't know if you guys saw it in the morning show, but a guy back when Infinity War came out, a year ago,
okay.
had posted something on social media saying that he would he didn't want to hear any spoilers, something like that. And somebody, some guy, he had no idea who he was, specifically went into his comments to spoil a part of Infinity War for him.
Yeah.
So instead of blocking or deleting this guy, he took a year making friends with him specifically to go see Endgame before he could. And then spoil it for him.
That is diabolical.
Isn't
that
it?
That is amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Like, so a lot of people are like, that's sociopathic. That is scary. And
to
I'm
go
like,
to that level, absolutely.
No,
it is, but that's awesome.
I love it. Yeah, I love everything about
and
it.
And you know what? And I am not, like, you know, James sees the humor in spoilers. He's been respectful for this particular movie. But, like, you would ruin Game of Thrones if you had the chance, you know, if you knew the spoiler.
Hey, if I would have known there's a Starbucks coffee cup in the episode, before the episode aired, I would have let everybody know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, watch for the Starbucks coffee cup at 38 minutes and 17 seconds in.
Yeah.
What a fallacy on the art director, on the director, on anybody in charge. Get that out of there.
So, like, he's a fan of the humor of the spoiler, right?
Right.
With the exception of, I would say, Star Wars and MCU is where you've
usually the stuff that I hold near to my heart is the stuff that I take exception to.
I just say why ruin someone's day? Like I'm different from James in that, but that I like.
Isn't that amazing?
Because that guy earned it.
I love it so much. Yeah, he put a post
it's like
up.
Ultimate karma. Sorry,
he put a post up on like Reddit/pro revenge. Just like I spoiled Endgame for a random stranger that spoiled Infinity War for me by befriending him and lying to him for a year. And I love that story.
I love that too. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
It is like a sociopathic mentality that it takes to do that, but I don't think he's a sociopath necessarily. You know?
No. It's just like I'm gonna do this one thing. I'm gonna fight really hard to make friends with this guy I've never met before. And then, like just before Endgame was coming out, he's like, "Hey man, when are you going to see it?" He's like, "Oh, I'm going to see it Saturday." He's like, "Okay, cool." And he went and saw it on Friday, and then immediately like just bombarded his social media with spoilers. And the guy texted back, he's like, "That's a dick move, man. Why would you do that?" And he's like, "You remember this?"
That's great. That's brilliant.
That's pretty awesome, like, man.
Yeah,
that guy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good job.
You get a round of applause.
Really friends like with this guy. Yeah, you know.
And I'm guessing, and I haven't seen Endgame yet, so I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Now I remember I did see Infinity War, and that's a movie that would suck to get spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in assuming Endgame would be the bigger spoiler? Like the
I think so. I think there's the moments you could spoil for somebody are more emotionally impactful.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, Thanos snapping his fingers and wiping out half the universe isn't impactful, but at the same
but
time,
I feel like everybody kind of could see that one coming.
Yeah.
Right.
The stuff in Endgame, I didn't see coming. You know, I feel like a lot of the stuff that happened in that movie really catches you by surprise as opposed to Infinity War. Okay, you know, Thanos is a man who likes, or not a man, he's a being that likes balance.
Right.
And he eliminates half of everything, you know, so that one half will flourish. What do you think is going to happen at the end of Infinity War? You know?
Sure.
Like, come on. Plus, do the math.
Plus, it's a lot like watching pro wrestling in these days. Like, you can go online and find out about, like, who's asking for releases or who's injured or something like that. So you kind of know before Monday hits what you can expect to happen. And it's the same thing with movies nowadays, too, with social media and with, you know, online, with podcasts like this one or online news sources. Like, you can be like, okay, well, they're making two of these, so obviously something, you know, there's got to be a cliffhanger at the end of this one.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't it the original working title, Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2?
Yeah.
And then they changed Part 2 to Endgame?
Right. So, but...
I will say that's one thing that I've been a little bit concerned about is that someone's just, like, going to hear the podcast and know I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
And then,
oh, yeah.
You know, hit me up, but...
Yeah.
But then I realized no one listens to this.
You know what? Just for that, tweet your spoilers to Al Beck.
Rude.
Is it Al? What's your handle on Twitter, Al?
Whatever you just said sounds right.
At Meltdown WRIF.
Tweet your
Endgame spoilers to @MeltdownWRAF.
Yeah.
What else I got for you on the movie set? Well, Monday they released the new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer with a big disclaimer in front of it, letting you know.
Huge.
Yeah. Do not watch this trailer if you haven't seen Endgame. It's actually really fascinating the way they've gone about releasing information for everything Marvel Cinematic Universe pre-Endgame and post-Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you know, they filmed specific scenes that don't even happen in movies like Far From Home or even in Endgame just to put in a trailer so that you really didn't know what you were walking into in certain aspects. But also... the fact that, you know, we're going to have Tom Holland right at the top of this trailer tell you not to watch this trailer if you haven't gone and seen this thing yet. But it looks like it's going to be a neat epilogue, and it looks like it may set up some stuff to happen in the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It also looks like it's going to borrow heavily from the Spider-Man miniseries, which is the first meeting of Miles and Peter in the comics, and the villain of that was Mysterio, and you found out some cool stuff about Mysterio, and Mysterio being a part of this movie. He looks like he's possibly the Mysterio from that comic.
Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of neat. Plus, you get Nick Fury saying, he says something to Nick Fury about, like, I'm a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's like, bitch, please, you've been to space.
Yeah, so, that's an exact quote.
Yeah.
Well, you said you did watch the trailer.
Yeah, I did watch the trailer.
Was it because you wanted to see what the spoiler was?
I wanted to see what spoiler they were trying to avoid people from seeing.
Because I heard you mentioned that you had seen it on the morning show. And I was like, and you kind of been on the no trailer train.
Yeah, ever since you brought that that way of life or that way of thinking, I've kind of adopted that. But I was like, I'm going to check it out. And I feel like something might get spoiled in Spider-Man. Not a huge deal. I'm not as invested in the Spider-Man, you know, as I am in the entire Marvel, you know, cinematic universe. But I watched it. Actually, I didn't make it to the end. Well, I just wanted to kind of see what's
Jake Gyllenhaal
thing look like.
Yep.
You know, what was the spoiler? And then I saw some cool stuff in the trailer and I was like, oh, okay, so it happens in Europe or something. Cool. I'm going to check it out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, seeing as you're not watching spoilers, you may have saved yourself last week when they released the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer.
Oh, I did watch that one too.
I watched that trailer because I really have no desire to watch the movie.
And, right.
But, you know, I loved Sonic growing up.
Yeah.
Both the game and the cartoon. So I was like, all right, well, I got to at least watch this trailer.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh, they ruined it.
Yeah. Don't, don't feel any.
You look like a CGI abomination.
Yeah.
In the thing, but they apparently are going back to kind of
fix it, right?
Yeah, to fix it. Probably, I would imagine, to make him look a little bit more like his
cartoon
16-bit cartoon version.
Hmm.
Which
they do something to Jim Carrey too? Because he doesn't look like Dr. Robotnik.
Right.
You know, a little bit. He's got the colors and the goggles, but to me, Dr. Robotnik was a giant egg on toothpick legs with a crazy long bushy mustache, almost like as long as tails
mustache.
As tail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. It did look like the last scene of him in that trailer, he looks a little more Robotnik.
Yeah, there's definitely more mustache going on.
He's going to go through a little bit of a physical transformation, I think, probably in that movie.
Right.
But yeah, that one, it's funny. I avoid trailers if I know I want to see a movie. If I'm not sold on a movie, I'll watch a trailer. And in that case, I'm like, if this happens to show up on like HBO On Demand, I might watch it and shut it off 15 minutes in.
Right.
Sonic?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But like, it will have to be on something that I already have paid for and it's just there for me to even try it.
Well, and I've read a lot of people on Twitter too saying that they knew ahead of time this trailer that they were going to put out, like the Sonic in this trailer doesn't look real good, and they were already in the midst of making him look better anyways. This was just to get us to all talk about it. So that's the case, it worked.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because we're all talking about it. But at the same time, also really funny that something like this would exist and come out within weeks of Detective Pikachu, which may in fact be like the best video game movie of all time.
Is Detective Pikachu based on a video game other than Pokemon?
No, it's roughly just based on Pokemon. I think there's a game possibly for one of the like the Game Boy dual screen or something like that over in Japan that was called Detective Pikachu.
Okay.
But no, it's just roughly like getting to see CGI Pokemon interact with real people is the big thing.
See, now I have zero nostalgia connected to Pokemon.
For Pokemon,
did not play Pokemon as a kid, had no interest in it.
Well, that's why they got Ryan Reynolds to voice Pikachu, so because you love Deadpool, right?
Yeah, I do, but I also hate a lot of Ryan Reynolds movies.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Friends. How about the Green Lantern?
Yeah, that's the funny thing is I don't think he was bad as the Green Lantern, though. Like, the movie wasn't great.
Right.
I think out of everyone I know, I like Green Lantern the most, but I think it's because I just really love that character.
Right.
I didn't think he was bad as Green Lantern.
You love the Green Lantern
and the
movie
dude
who
played Sinestro was awesome.
The way I love the X-Men movies. Like, I know I'm not, or actually a better analogy is the way I love the Transformers movies. I know they're not good.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, man. Have you seen Bumblebee?
I have.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Oh, man. That was a rough one for me to get through. Either.
Yeah.
Even though, I think we talked.
It was closer. It was better.
John Cena, you know.
Right. It was closer. It was better.
I think
It opens on Cybertron, so there's like 5 minutes of like,
yeah, it's like CGI cartoon.
This is awesome.
I was like, is this movie going to be all like CGI cartoon? And then you just see John Cena, you can't see me, and then the end. And
yeah, I can't believe Bumblebee never did that. Yeah. Also, Amy has brought it up a million times ever since we went and saw it. When John Cena tells Bumblebee to leave before the military gets there to try and take him down, he doesn't tell him his time is now.
Missed
opportunity, man.
Good.
Come
yeah.
on. You got John Cena.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I purchased the Dinobot Transformers movie on Blu-ray, still haven't watched it, and I realize I'm out.
Don't care.
No, the
it's what's the Age of Extinction, I think it was. That's the fourth movie.
No idea.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the one with what's his face?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He's in like two of them.
Okay. I've seen the first Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's the one he's talking about.
Oh, that's the one with dinosaurs in that one?
At the end of it, whenever the Dinobots were running around in Tokyo.
Must have fell asleep.
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I just saw it on Blu-ray.
Spoilers, Al. Yeah, there are Dinobots in it.
I did not know that. My girlfriend had watched it, and I probably passed out.
Yeah.
It was on. I was like, oh, Mark Wahlberg.
All right, well, while James gets a little bit of a nap, we're going to reset, and we'll come back. There's still more to talk about. Nerd Radio returns.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Nerd Radio.
It's cool. I'm taking it back.
What are you nuts?
I'm taking it back. You watch.
All right, and we are back. You're always laughing when I start the show.
That's because we're doing full segments off mic.
Off mic.
Yeah, no, I realize
that.
They're
not on the show.
We started. This is really good. This is really good content, but it's probably not going to get used to
it. No, not at all. Well, I didn't intro the content, and I'm lazy when it comes to editing this stuff.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
So there we go. We're back with some more Nerd Radio here on the podcast, the page, and WRAF.com, as well as part of the Beepot Studios Network, wherever you're getting your podcast. Guys, a couple more things to talk about that happened this past week. It was a big news week, honestly. Unfortunately, the saddest news is Peter Mayhew.
Oh, my God.
Longtime Chewbacca, passing away at the age of 74. I was impressed that, I'm sure if I'd done the math, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he's got to be in his 70s by now. But impressed that, like, a dude his size was 74, because you hear of, like, you know, Andre the Giant didn't live all that long. Guys typically that are very large.
Yeah, their organs have to work twice as hard to get everything.
He was, what, like 7'4" or something like that?
Yeah, he was a big dude.
Huge.
Yeah.
Too bad he doesn't live as long as Wookiees do.
Yeah, for sure. But a lot of people online, like Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford, as well as the guy who's currently playing Chewbacca, you know, fondly remembering him. And we will, of course, miss Peter Mayhew. Interesting, though, that like it's the guy underneath the costume that we're all like, oh, man. When it's like, I mean, the character is the guy, like I said, there's a guy already being Chewbacca.
Yeah.
It's, I always joke whenever they have Motor City Comic Con, obviously coming up in a couple of weeks, and they're always like, we got the guy who played Boba Fett. And I'm like, I could tell you I'm the guy that played Boba Fett.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a helmet and a costume. I'm gonna go someplace where people don't know this information and tell them I'm the guy that played Boba Fett and, you know, hang out for the weekend.
Or the guy who was inside the Darth Vader suit.
Right.
You know, I don't even know that guy's name, but man, like, he even thought that, like, he didn't even know that they were going to dub over him.
He had a really high-pitched, like
an Australian accent or something like that. Yeah. Like, can you imagine
Darth Vader
with an
Australian
accent? Oh, my God. Yeah, but, like, have you ever seen any of the scenes?
I am your father. Luke, I am your father. Give in. Give in to the dark side, Luke.
What a different movie that would have been. Oh, my God.
Luke.
He's breathing into
your father.
He's breathing into a Foster's can.
It's funny, because that's all I can really say with the Australian accent is
I'm your father.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other famous Darth Vader quotes. But
I don't know.
I'm like, I can't do them with the Australian accent.
So I came across this story. I don't know. It was another one of those you guys may have talked about on the morning show. There was a story that a 15-year-old boy in Brazil pretended to be a 14-year-old girl on Twitter.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
To trap a pedophile.
Oh, good for him.
And then met him dressed as Spider-Man and beat him up.
This just got better and better and
I know,
better
right? No, the story is amazing.
I like that he didn't have to change his identity to begin with. He was already jailbait.
According to somebody on Twitter, their post was, our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man over here packed two pocket knives, two retractable tonfas, along with a bladed brass knuckle. And then he handed a flash drive to the police containing the chat logs with the pedophile. When they came, like, he beat him up, called the cops as your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Sounds like you should have dressed up like Kick-Ass instead, or maybe Hit-Girl.
Yeah, for
sure. Chris Hansen could take some notes on this guy. Yeah. You know, look at the lengths he went. You know, he pretended to be a girl online, and then he came dressed as Spider-Man.
Listen, yeah. And let's put this out there. Not a good idea to do this.
No, yeah.
Not at all. I mean, it's a great story because it worked out okay for
right.
the kid.
Not encouraging anyone to go about trying this at home.
Not endorsing vigilantism.
A majority of the time, Spider-Man would probably end up getting diddled.
For sure.
Exactly. Oh, I was taking a drink of water.
Here's a thing James probably doesn't know. There's a comic where it's implied Spider-Man may have been diddled.
Oh, poor Spidey.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got the Spidey senses tingling.
It was pre-Spider-Man, so.
I don't know why.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
And it's a book from like the late 70s or something like that. Where there's
Ben! Uncle Ben, not again!
It's one of those comics they would make comics to like, advertise certain stuff for like, a 4-H or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they made a Spider-Man comic where Peter meets this young man that's having some problems.
Sure.
With an older gentleman, and tells him a story where when he was a youngster, he had an older gentleman friend.
Back in the day when
and things got a little weird.
Uncle Ben went to the barnyard.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Yeah. I don't know if it still counts in continuity, but it exists out there. In the same way that the bat dong doesn't count in continuity, but it's out there.
It is out there, yeah.
It
Chuck
exists.
Bean finally showed me the bat dong. He brought in the issue.
That's
Al wouldn't let me touch his.
The way that started, that sounded real dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bat dong that belongs to Bruce Wayne and not
thank you.
Any other kind of bat dong.
Yeah, no, much appreciated. You clear that up.
Yeah, it's not like a nickname that Chuck's got on the streets.
Not at all. No, not at all.
It's known as the bat.
It's shaped real weird, so they call it the bat dong.
Oh, God.
They call it the batarang.
Oh, no.
While we're on the subject of Spider-Man, I brought you a book from this week.
Oh, thank God. When you said it, now we're on the subject of, I was like, I don't know what this is
going
to be.
We're on the subject this is of bat wieners and weird-looking penises.
I like to call it my web fluid.
Oh, no!
That's an interesting name for semen.
So this week, one of the Spider-Man books coming out is Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. It's on issue 6 at this point.
Okay.
This introduces a new character called Spider-Bite, and I wanted to bring it in. Do you remember last year there was an issue of Deadpool where he met a girl who was going to jump off a building and decided to give her the best day ever
thing?
Very similar issue. He meets a young man who wants to be Spider-Man for a day. It's all he's wanted in his whole life. So Peter decides to let him be Spider-Man for the day. And they fight the Sinister 60 instead of the Sinister 6. And it's heartwarming. I don't want to spoil the ending for anybody. Hmm. But it's a kind of a one issue, story. And it's definitely worth your $3.99 for sure. Something cool. As always, I encourage you guys hit up Comic Shop Locator and find your comic store, check that book out, and then check out some other books. Like James was over the weekend shocked to find out there's a Batman versus Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, who'd have thought, man?
A bunch of series. I knew when the Ghostbusters one came out, I knew that's like, well, this is everything James loves, so here.
Yeah, it's like,
but it never occurred to me
when
they crossed over with Batman to say anything.
Well, he's a kick-ass superhero with the coolest four dudes in the sewers of Manhattan. Come on.
Right.
They know Ninja? They know Ninja.
They know Ninja.
They're Ninja experts that love pizza. Like, I'd get along with the Ninja Turtles. And I think I'd probably get along with Batman, too.
Yeah. No, I do love pizza as well.
He's dark and mysterious.
That's definitely part of the Ninja Turtle allure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the love of pizza. Yeah, I think they're the first issue of the third series came out just before Free Comic Day.
I can't believe that.
And I don't know what's going on in the third series, but I remember I collected the first one, and it was kind of cool because the Turtles ended up in Gotham.
Okay.
As well as Shredder, and I think Krang was a part of it as well, because by the end of the sixth issue, they had mutated the criminals in Arkham into different animal versions.
Oh, really?
Like Harley and Two-Face and Joker and all the stuff were like animal versions of like Bebop and Rocksteady kind of thing.
That's cool.
So I'll have to check my local comic store and see if I can find you a copy of that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'd
love to check it out. I'm very interested.
I can't remember if I have the first story arc or not. I know it got pulled for me. I know I've seen.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was three of them, But I have no nostalgia connected to the Ninja Turtles.
I was
not allowed to watch them as a child.
No wonder he likes all these old-timey things.
I know. We're finding out this week that he has no nostalgia connected to Pokemon. He's not into Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Jeez, no, man.
I never had a Tamagotchi either.
He was
the Tamagotchis are overrated. He was busy.
They
got poop and stuff. You know?
Reading the
National
Geographic.
I was trying to think of something else from the 90s.
Yeah. He was busy reading
the
National Geographic.
No Pogs! What'd you do as a kid?
How did Pogs...
Abbott and Costello.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I was in my teens when Pogs were a thing. I don't know how Pogs work. Other than the fact they're little, the little thing.
Yeah, so you have a slammer. And the slammer's the heavy plastic one. It's gambling. It's essentially gambling at its earliest stages.
Okay.
So you kind of go up against whoever your opponent is. I believe you put in the same amount, equal amount of pogs.
And you make a tower.
Stack
of it?
Them up. Okay. Into a tower. And then you flip a coin or whatever, decide who's going first. You take your slammer, you slam it down onto the pile of pogs, and whichever pogs flip over upside down, so now you're seeing the bottom of the pog.
Okay.
You get to keep all those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like marbles.
It's keeper. You know, I flip them over. It's for keeps.
Okay.
Because I remember when I first got into pogs, then I found like the power slammer, which was like a hockey puck size slammer, and I showed up to the pog tournament.
How is that
nobody
legal?
Nobody liked
that
me.
Your slammer could
well,
be bigger.
Nobody would play for keeps with me. So.
Oh
I was
well,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll make it through, but I was like,
you mother effing. Yeah.
Suck on these. Here's the power slammer. I'm taking all your limited edition Mario Pogs.
This is a little 13-year-old James telling somebody, suck on these.
Yeah. I wouldn't have said that. I was probably call him a crap crusader. That was my go-to crap crusader or a butt nugget.
Butt nugget, I don't know.
I like the idea of like preteen you calling people butt nugget.
Dude, I remember when my sister and I
hilarious.
First started using the term butt nugget. My dad was like,
if I use a swear word, my parents are going to yell
exactly.
at me. So I'm going to say butt
like,
nugget.
What the hell is a butt nugget?
And I was like, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. He's like, I don't know, Dad. It's a nugget in your butt. Do the math, you know?
So. Part of the origin story of James.
Yeah. What the hell is a butt nut? I don't think you ever heard of Craft Crusader because you probably would have been like, what the hell is a Craft Crusader? And to me, it's a very religious person made out of poop.
If you're an artistic type listening to Nerd Radio at home, please tweet us a draw James as the Crap Crusader.
Yes,
as a superhero called the Crap Crusader,
Toxic Avenger.
I want to see this.
But in a man thong and a S&M harness.
Tweet us or hit us up on Instagram and tag us at Nerd Radio 101. I want to see that for sure. Somebody gave you was it last weekend that somebody drew you as like Super Mario?
Dude, a listener. Yeah, I'm trying to get the artwork
from
them.
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
So yeah, it's awesome.
Like they took Super Mario off like the cover of the second Mario Brothers game.
On your Instagram?
Yep. Yes,
or
on my Instagram.
All right.
So they took like that, but they turned it into me. So it's got like a blue Detroit Tigers cap. One hand's holding a real floppy dong. And the other hand that's usually holding the vegetable that you'd pull out of the ground is holding a butt plug that actually has
poop
flying off of it. So you can see I got the brown beard. I got the S&M harness I would wear when I do my Jimmy Death Nut stuff. And I'm wearing flip-flops. It's amazing. Troy Smith is the artist behind that. So thank you, Troy, for
that's cool.
That yeah, it's sure well done.
Anyone wants to see it, it's on James's Instagram at who the F is JC.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I get some stickers or something printed out with that. I'm just working with Troy to get the artwork.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. Well, before I let you go and get Kyle in here so we can talk some video game stuff, I do want to let everybody listening at home that know that you can go to WRIF.com and you can enter in to win passes to Motor City Comic Con.
Yeah.
We're giving away one-day passes, and the grand prize winner is getting a three-day pass. Of course, Motor City Comic Con coming up the 17th through the 19th at the Novi Suburban Collection show plays. I'll be out there for sure. James will be out there.
Dude, I already got my ticket to meet Mark Paul Gosselaar, the OG hunk of all time. Smooching with Kelly Kapowski. Maybe you've heard of the show Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You love Zach Morris in the same way that Star-Lord loves Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, man. Zach Morris, the OG hunk.
Al Beck will not be out at Motor City Comic Con.
Probably not. There's too many people.
Because he hates people.
I hate people.
Right.
Except for you. So if you want to reach out and say hello,
yep.
I would love to hear from you. I just hate most other people.
You have made your way. When we say you, we mean you listening at home.
Yes.
You have made your way through the hardened shell that is Al Beck, and he hates people. but not you.
Yeah. But hey, coming up next with Kyle, you're talking about some walkout.
Yeah, there's
big news.
Yeah, the guys who publish League of Legends, there was a 150-person walkout.
That's crazy.
This week. Also, we're going to talk about the guys who developed Fortnite just bought up another studio who make another game that is very very popular and very big.
I hope it's not Realm Royale because they're going to destroy it and I'll be upset.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to lose my diamond status level 3.
So that's coming up next. Make sure you stay tuned. It's Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The name's Nukem, Duke Nukem. You know I've got balls of steel. I wouldn't be saying that unless I was here on Nerd Radio, because they've got balls of steel, too. Hail to the Nerd Radio, baby.
Welcome back. It's Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast, as part of the B-Pod Studios Network. Chuck Bean hanging out with James and welcoming back to the show, Mr. Kyle.
Thank you. It's a wonderful
GK, Ginger Kyle.
Yep.
Coming back on the show. Kyle, I wanted to have you on the show, especially this week, because in the news is Riot Games, the creators of League of Legends, and you are closest thing I have currently to somebody who know you, as far as the people in this room, you're our League of Legends expert.
The closest thing to our source.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Have you been keeping up with this?
Yes and no. Basically, as I was telling you earlier, I haven't played the game in a while just because I've been busy doing other things.
Sure.
Which we'll mention.
GTA business.
Yeah. We'll mention it a little bit later on in the show, of course. But Riot Games is messing up big time.
That's what it sounds like. Riot Games employees this past Monday, 150 of their workers walked out of their L.A. headquarters to protest their use of arbitration as they're handling some sexual discrimination claims, some sexual harassment claims. I was curious, is that... are you the type of person, or is that the type of thing that when you hear that, you're like, well, I really like this thing, but I can't support it?
Yeah, exactly. As I said, I've been busy doing other things, but since this has gone on for the last couple of months, I've pretty much taken a stand. Like, I love League of Legends
sure.
as a game, and I like all the characters, and I like how playing those characters makes me feel, but if I'm going to, in essence, be supporting this kind of behavior in a business, no matter what, I will not watch the LCS, the LCK. I won't want anything Riot-related. See you later. I'm not going to have any part of it, whether I'm an employee or not.
If the people creating the thing that you love are not happy doing it, then you would rather, the thing that brings you joy, you would rather they also have joy in creating it as well.
I would rather support... I don't know, just get a little zinger out there. Hi-Rez Studios.
Yeah.
Which is way better. sorry, but no, Riot Games. You're not going to have any of my time or my money until you fix your stuff, because that's
well, and there's certainly, especially when it comes to the free-to-play game market, it's not like there's not other options.
Oh, there's plenty of options.
Exactly. Yeah.
But essentially, what's going on over at it's Riot Games... is essentially there's people that are being harassed or touched or things like that are going down, and they're going through the channels to report these issues. And instead of law enforcement and legal things being involved in the whole situation, they are forcing these people to go to an arbitrator to pretty much try to have them come to an agreement.
That's what it sounds
like.
As to
what's happening. And that's why these people are so upset and enraged to where that they're walking out, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't have to come to that. It should be like, we're sorry, we're wrong, we'll do better, which they've been saying for months now with many different things, and it's still like, it's all coming out to a head. It's like, your workplace culture of bros is finally biting you in the butt.
Yeah, unless you're the ultimate bro from NXT.
Right, exactly.
No inappropriate bro business.
But here's something that's a little bit more lighthearted. We alluded to this before the break. So the creators of Fortnite, Epic Studios, making news last week as they have taken some of that Fortnite money and decided to use it to buy Psyonix, the game developer that is the company behind Rocket League.
Oh, really? Psyonix? It sounds like something you'd need for like an old man, like with a bad back.
I gotta get that Psyonix.
I gotta get my Psyonix
treatment
for sure.
Done. Well, that's cool. Rocket League. I've never been into the Rocket League.
Have
that's
you played it before?
I've never played it. I've only seen it, but just the concept, once you get too sporty involved,
right.
That's like the soccer game, but with race cars, right?
Exactly.
It's race car soccer.
Yep.
And I know people can make money doing it. There's leagues and stuff around it, but just Rocket League has never really appealed to me.
Rocket League is really fun.
Is it?
Yeah, I have it on my PC and have played a little bit, and it's the kind of thing, like, they make it for the Switch, and it's definitely on my list of, if I can find that cheap, I would like to play me some Rocket League, because you get that rush when you run up on the ball and you try and get it before everybody else can get it, or when you get that cool goal or something like that, because they'll replay it and you're like,
they have a crazy soccer celebration, like when it's like goal,
yep, oh yeah, all the there's a big explosion that makes all the cars go backwards,
yeah, fly away, and it's fireworks everywhere. It's I played the game when it came out and it was very thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah,
it's cool to kind of just play the game with your friends for its nonsensical fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there is quite a big esports.
Yeah, there's a huge following
thing around it.
Yeah. For sure,
which is really cool. It is fun to watch because watching, like, you basically see at face value is a bunch of cars twirling around in the air and rocket jumping and trying to get this ball into a goal. But you see cars flying through the air. It's like, imagine replacing soccer with cars, and you see all the skill involved. It's really,
well, and
hand-eye coordination is a must.
It's such a neat game that Overwatch has mimicked it with Lucio Ball.
Yeah,
it's very
exactly.
much just Rocket really? League with Lucio the last couple of years, which is kind of cool. But it'd be interesting to see what changes could become of Rocket League in the next year or so. Because it's another one of those kind of online games. Like, you got to buy the game in order to play it online.
Maybe they'll make it like a freemium type thing, like they have with Fortnite, where you can buy different skins or different uniforms for your cars.
That's
how
they make some money too. Is they do the same thing.
Yeah, they do like only skins for cars and stuff like that.
Just like a drug dealer, man. They give you the sample for free, and you're hooked for life.
Have either of you guys tried the Avengers Endgame mode in Fortnite?
No,
I have not. I haven't played Fortnite in a long time.
Yeah. I re-downloaded it just to try it out. It's kind of neat. It's you get two teams. One team is one guy is Thanos, and you've got a whole bunch of the Chitauri from the first Avengers movie as your army, and those guys can respawn like 99 times.
Okay.
So and then on the other side you've got regular Fortnite players, and when you start you get a treasure map that leads you to one of the like Avengers items, like Cap Shield.
Yeah, there's a Cap Shield.
Thor's hammer, Iron Man's gauntlets.
Gauntlet.
Yeah, I think Hawkeye's bow and arrow is in there. There's a bunch of stuff, but they give you cool powers, and then you guys can respawn infinitely until Thanos gets all six Infinity Stones. Those things spawn on the field like every minute or so.
Okay, so if you're on the team of Thanos, you're trying to get the Infinity Stones.
Yep.
And you got your little minions that just keep respawning or whatever.
Right.
So are they like bots then? Like, are you minions?
I don't think
like
so.
Bots?
I think you can.
I
think
players?
The couple of times I've played, I played two games as Avengers and one game as a Chitauri. So those are actually players.
Okay.
It's just a matter of those guys can respawn 99 times, and so there's 100 Chitauri for the Avengers to work through.
Man, every time you say that, I think you're sharing a different word.
Every time I'm like, what did you just say? Oh,
you can't say that on the radio.
He just said it. Oh, he didn't say it.
No, he didn't say that.
You're like, he's tiptoeing in the gray area.
So the
Chuck
way
Bean's gone crazy.
The way the Avengers win is to kill the opposite team enough times that they can't respawn anymore.
Okay.
And the way the Thanos team wins is to get Thanos all six Infinity Gems, because once he gets them, now whenever you kill an Avenger, they're gone.
Gotcha. Okay. I haven't played it, but there's a Detroit esports team called the Renegades.
Yeah.
And Mr. Fresh Asian, who's like one of the number one ranked players in the world on Fortnite, I watch his streams and stuff. So I watched him play a little bit.
Right.
And the only thing that I got from it was he thought that the Iron Man gauntlet powers or whatever was a little too strong. He was demanding that they nerf it. Nerf the Iron Man gauntlet.
They
I'll support
cool.
you, Mr. Fresh Agent.
It is cool that they let you fly around the board.
Yeah,
which is kind of fun.
I'm like, you don't even have to ever touch the ground.
Yeah.
Just keep on flying around. Just keep flying. Just keep soaring. You can also do that very same thing in Realm Royale if you have the right class. Yeah, there's a class where you can get like the the Glide thing. If anybody's looking for an alternative to Fortnite.
Excellent.
Come join me in a real man's game.
What have you been playing? If you haven't been playing a lot of League of Legends, what have you been playing, Kyle?
Well,
I think you've been playing in the gym. Look at this guy. I know, just wait.
Kind of jacked.
Not a whole lot. Really, honestly, we'll talk about it later, but I've been playing a lot of Magic.
Oh, Magic the Gathering.
Not necessarily Arena, but just lots of Magic.
Well, yeah, I did want to talk to you about the War of the...
War of the Spark.
War of the Spark has come out. I've noticed since it came out, my games on Magic Arena have been worse.
Yeah, it's truly changed the game for a couple months while the set's still legal. So.
Right, and this is the set we were talking about the last time you were in that has like a Planeswalker in it.
Planeswalkers in every pack, and I did not get the chance. We'll touch up on it later.
Well, let's get into it, man.
Let's get into it now. All right. Well, to answer your question, lots of Magic, yes. Yeah. But I've been playing some Warframe on my Switch, and a little. I'm still trying to beat Kingdom Hearts 3. It's like episodic for me. I play a little bit, then I stop. Play a little bit, then I stop, and then that's about it. I tried to visit playing.
That's like my masturbation schedule on the weekends. You know, I play with it a little bit, then I stop.
I stop.
Play with it a little bit, then I stop.
Well, because you've seen Endgame, right?
Yes,
Avengers Endgame. Okay, so coming as a child of the 80s, I come from I saw a thing I really like. Now I want to go to the store and buy stuff around the thing I really like. And we like, there's not an Avengers game per se that you can go to the store and buy until Marvel Ultimate Alliance comes out on the Switch later on in July. So that game went from hey, I can't wait to check that out to I have to buy that game.
Exactly.
Ultimate Alliance, is that like fighting? No, that's Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, that's the Marvel versus Capcom games. The Ultimate Alliance games were, there was two of them on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360.
Is it the one where you build like a Final Fantasy type team out of Marvel characters and you'd battle?
You could have four characters on the thing.
Pardon my ignorance here.
At one time, and it was kind of a top down. It was like Gauntlet. Almost.
I was going to say, so it's like it's not D&D, it's kind of like Diablo.
Diablo.
Yes.
Top down
four player Diablo.
Oh.
With Marvel guys.
You got my attention.
It's the kind of thing it's surprising they stopped making these.
Yeah.
But I went to one of the game stores and I went and I picked up the second one because I never played it. Mm-hmm. The old Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 on my PlayStation 3, and it's based on the Civil War comics. So I'm currently like, I'm playing the hell out of that game and kind of like, man, I can't believe they stop making these. Part of the reason they stopped making them is because they had Marvel Heroes, which was their free-to-play kind of Diablo game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Free-to-play, and that went under a year or two ago. So I guess that makes sense. Like, we're not going to keep making the same game. You just pay $60 for the console game, or you play this game online,
and it's free and cool.
But I've been going in the Wayback Machine called the PlayStation 3 and playing the hell out of that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 4. It's going to have the Infinity Gems and the X-Men and Captain Marvel, and it's going to be a grand time.
I will say, I did go back on the PC and play some of the Overwatch new archives. It was really, really cool.
Now, what is that?
So the archives is...
I'm out of the loop with Overwatch.
So just to speed it up and catch it up, archives is a thing they come out with every... about spring around now, it's over now, but between April and May before their anniversary of the game, and it's missions against the against bots. So you're playing like you can play a subset of heroes. It's kind of like the Retribution they came out with last year.
I was
going
to say, was that like last year where you played, it was supposed to take place before Overwatch was a thing? It's these four heroes.
Correct. It's like that you played as the Black Watch last year.
Yeah.
And then you played as Overwatch this year. So they're alluding to next time they do it, it'll be you're playing as Talon. So like Black Widow and all that. But they released it alongside their new character, Batiste, who is really, really cool. Haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the Overwatch League because the meta is just awful to watch. It's literally boring.
Well, that's what I'm running into with like the Magic Arena game. Like I said, ever since the War of the Spark.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since is that the set? Okay.
Yeah,
Ever since the new set came out, like I'm getting trounced.
Yeah.
And
a lot
I'm sure
of
part of it
cards.
Is just not being as into it as, you know, like not buying cards and not, you know, but part of it is just like, dude, I just want to sit down and play some magic.
That's
man.
All you got to do. Just keep playing, and you'll get all those. You'll unlock a lot of things. That's all you do.
Yeah.
So, but
he wants them faster. He wants them more powerful.
Right.
He wants it now.
It's a lot to get into. Magic is one of those games where it's really hard to. You know,
well, and it has the people have been complaining about it since the beginning of time, but it has the blue color has all these cards that essentially say no, you know,
yep.
Like I'm going to do this. No, you're not. And that is probably my least favorite part of any collectible card game on the planet is when I say I'm going to do a thing and your opponent can say, no, you're not.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Get out of here.
It's heartbreaking.
I deal a lot with that. Playing one of the formats of Magic called Commander, where it's just like. You know, just because you have all the tools and keys to the kingdom doesn't mean you should ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah.
And I try to make that as someone who I consider myself to be a steward of that format. don't be a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people are like, but I want to be a dick. I'm like, yeah, but that's not this format. You want to do that, you go play one of the competitive formats. This isn't that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's essentially what it comes down to is like, look, we're not playing for money. We're not, you know, trying to, you know, be esports legends here. Like, we're just
have fun, play a card game.
Let me play the game.
Kill some time.
Right.
You're not just trying to go in for the quick kill.
I would say, I know like a month ago.
Kill James, thirst or whatever they call that.
James, you were saying that you'd tried out, what's the Blizzard game?
Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Hearthstone's kind of cool because it doesn't have a lot of that, no, you can't kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's, I'm actually surprised how fast like the matches go. But for me, because I don't spend the money on the cards,
right.
I'm relying on doing daily quests and getting the free packs and then using those. Because I don't spend the money on the cards, I don't have as powerful of arsenal in my deck, you know, so to speak. So it's always, I'm always the same thing. I've never ventured out of the mage. Like the mage is the first class they give me the practice with. So that's when I got
like,
the most
good.
Cards available. I'm like, I'm good. She's hot.
Yep.
And I'll be the mage. It's okay if I'm going up against some overlord guy who's got a bunch of like minions from hell that are going to come and destroy me. But, you know, my win-loss is probably about the same. It's about equal.
Right.
You know, because sometimes I'll go on a streak where I win 5 games, but then I get smoked for 10.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I need to take a break.
Yeah, that's what I've run into the last couple of months playing the Magic Arena game is that, like, because if you play ranked, they'll obviously try and pitch you against people who are, you know, similar rank you are. And every time you win a game, you go up a little bit more until you know, kind of top out. And then at the end of the month, wherever you end up is you get prizes for something like that. I've been topping out the last couple of months at like silver.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
I think the problem is with this new set that the month just started. So everyone's set at zero.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm running into a bunch of guys who are going to be gold in a couple of weeks. But right now they're still bronze and they're just wrecking me.
The same stuff that happened to me, I think, in Fortnite.
Yeah.
I think Fortnite, they did that a little bit, at least for a while. It's been a while since I played Fortnite.
Where they could kind of try and separate
the new
players.
Battle pass. Well, no wonder I keep getting my ass handed to me.
Right.
Times 10.
You got to buy the battle pass and then not play for a week so you can let all those guys get into the upper echelon so you can play against people who are either worse than you or your level.
Let all those people who don't want to play a real man's video game like Realm Royale.
Realm Royale is a lot of fun.
It is. It's a blast.
Speaking of Hi-Rez Studios, I just downloaded their MOBA, Smite, which I haven't played in years.
I don't think I've ever played it. I knew it existed, but I don't think I've ever played it.
It's hard. Let me tell you, it's not a League of Legends, and League of Legends is a little bit tougher. You have to actually point and shoot your abilities as opposed in a third person view as opposed to top down.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, isn't Smite
tough.
Like first person or top down or something?
But it's still fun. Like as someone who loves like mythology and all that, it was cool to play that. But still, I'm going with my favorite game they ever made is Paladins. It's phenomenal.
Paladins is fun.
And,
I was glad when I got to try it out on the Switch.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
That's where I played on the Switch, and it's nice to have that cohesive. I have all my stuff, whether it's on the PC. My Xbox or my Switch, just kind of like how if you have a Fortnite account, everything goes with you on no matter what system you're on because it's your.
They do the other companies that make these kind of games. They do need to start doing that. Like Overwatch, should not
Blizzard
be separated between like my PS4 stuff and my computer stuff. Like no, it should all be together.
I agree because that bummed me out with Realm Royale. I know I keep going on it, but this is my favorite game at the moment.
That's your touchstone.
I play it daily. But it bums me out because I got the PS4 finally. Got it hooked up, downloaded Realm Royale, and I went to sign in, and I'm starting from scratch. I'm
like,
these PS4 players are going to think I suck. I'm going to stick to my Xbox.
All that stuff from all the stuff I unlocked, or all the stuff that I won from
all
different
my different
events.
Costumes, my different mounts. I got a unicorn mount that I can ride around the map on.
Right.
And the cool thing, though, is that Hi-Rez is working on it. and they're really good about. They're, I'm pretty sure they are. The game, I think Realm Royale is still in beta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hi-Rez is really good about saying, hey, we're going to keep this game in beta. We're not going to take it out of beta until we have finally worked out a lot of the things, like right now with Paladins, and I'm sure with Realm Royale, is that they just took Paladins out of beta a couple months ago.
How long and has that game been around?
It's been around for almost 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they do a lot of trial and error, and they... Right now, they're trying not to work on as many characters. They have that roster of 40, 41 characters, and now they're saying, okay, now is our they're in a project called The Hunt, which is where they're going to fix all the bugs. They're going to polish how the graphics look. They're really going to make the game look good and work on everything else, and that's something that they, as a game company, need to really kind of focus on because there's a, bugs aplenty in a, many of their games.
Sure.
And,
yeah, it's fascinating with a lot of these games. They'll stay in beta testing forever. So,
and the reason why I say that about Realm Royale is because Smite, all my accounts are now, whether it's PC, Xbox, or my Switch, I have all my Smite stuff. Same thing with Paladins. Mm-hmm. So it's only a matter of time before they start working that into, as Realm Royale is accessible and
right
on different, more, different more
platforms. Yeah.
You'll see that happen.
Good,
and
I can't wait.
That's what's good about Hi-Rez is that they're really devoted to making everyone as happy as they can be because they want people to play their games.
Right.
You know?
Well, thanks for coming in, Kyle.
Thank you.
Man. Are you still streaming?
No.
Okay. Well, then don't follow Kyle's stream.
Yeah, don't follow my stream. As better I can be about it, it's just something I'm not willing to really spend my time in as much anymore. But I know there is a stream that you can go check out, and it's a lot of fun. James.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
I was going to say, you're on what, Friday afternoon?
Yeah, usually every Friday afternoon, usually between 2 and 3 o'clock, I try to hop on. I'm working on some of this stuff. Like Kyle and I were discussing before we cracked the mics. I just got a new laptop, so I'm working on some stuff. And if I'm just giving out my Twitch channel, it's twitch.tv/whoTheFIsJC.
Absolutely.
If you like mediocre gameplay and a filthy mouth, I call myself a hashtag potty mouth streamer. Come watch.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys, as always, for hanging out and talking some video games with me. We'll be back next week with some more Nerd Radio. Hit us up on our social media at Nerd Radio 101 and meet us back here wherever you're getting your podcasts.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
Hey, we're out!
How do you feel about it?
That's fine.
Okay. What's up?
Howdy!
I don't know why I grabbed my keys. James is in a hurry to get the
Come
fuck out of here.
So you can...
I didn't realize I got my keys, but I still have plenty of work to do in the other room.
So right.
So that you can start the car, which is Nerd Radio.
There we go. Let me hit the key fob.
Yep.
Beep, beep.
Okay. It's ready to roll. Seen Endgame yet? Al?
Hmm?
You seen Endgame yet?
Nope.
Fast.
All that work. All that work to get caught up and then...
Well, this is, I mean, for me, this is still not really behind yet.
Right.
Gotcha.
I mean, I do like going to the movies, but that... Man, I know everyone keeps telling me it doesn't feel like 3 hours, but that's still in the back of my head.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me Monday, too.
Al's old man
syndrome.
You
still look at it and go, oh, I don't know, man.
It's 3 hours. I might have to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, and I'm fat and out of shape, so like my back sweats during that time, and it's just, I don't know. It's a horrible experience.
It's an intense movie. You are going to get back sweats.
Well, wear a tank top.
You will.
Wear a tank top, marina hoodie, so that way you're covered. If it's too hot, if it's too cold, you put the hoodie on.
Well,
go pee before you go into the theater.
You know what? I've been watching some History Channel documentaries. I'll just wear a toga.
There you go.
There you go.
I've been watching some shit on Greece and Rome.
Whatever, Diogenes.
Diogenes, my favorite philosopher. Have no idea about any of his philosophies, just that he told Alexander the Great to get the fuck out of my son. I'm purposely swearing as much
like
as I can,
child?
Just in case you decide to use any of this.
What? Does it make me
his
work?
Son like his child?
No. Like out of the sun. Oh, Diogenes.
Always brightens your day when you can think of Diogenes. There's an artist, I can't remember where it is. There's an artist I saw works on a comic books whose first name is Diogenes.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Like, wow, that's as a kid, you don't know why your parents named you that. And then probably in high school, you find out, you look it up and you're like,
well, it's not even like he's like a that? name.
It's you not really after that guy.
He's not even like a name brand philosopher. I had never heard of him before I saw that article. But
he's like the OG Walmart philosopher. He's the Sam's Club
Walmart
brand
philosopher.
He's the Dollar General of philosophers.
Yeah. Hi, I'm the Kirkland brand philosopher here. So we're going to give you the same quality philosophy, but at a much cheaper price and at a bigger quantity.
Yes.
I like to think that the Nerd Radio audience greatly enjoys when we bring it back every couple of months to Diogenes.
Diogenes, yeah.
Well, it forces the new listeners to go back and figure out what the hell your guys
are. Why are they talking about this guy?
What the hell?
Diogenes and then Caligula every so often. Now, that was a dark episode.
That's a dark episode, yeah.
So that one, people got to go dig. We're not going to re-explain Caligula.
Yeah. If we wouldn't have called it Nerd Radio, we would have called it the Diogenes Update. I wanted to say, like, 5 minutes ago, I wanted to say, Hollywood Reporter gives it 5 out of 5. You will get back sweats.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about Diogenes, so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.